Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Emanating from www.michaelnimmons.com. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Giving voice to issues that matter to you.
I'm Kevin Merida, Senior Vice President of ESPN.
Hi, everyone. This is Roxy Roll from Western Air Bahamas.
I'm Monica Morgan, international photojournalist and motivational speaker.
Hello there, I'm meteorologist Denise Isaac from WXYZ Channel 7.
Hey, this is Maurice Griffin from BET Sunday's Best.
I'm Lauren Winfrey, TV news reporter for today's TMJ4 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is Dr. Eddie Connor, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud show with my main man, Michael Nimmons. Grew up listening and singing If I Could Be Like Mike, and I really do, so I had to listen to how he brings it, how he flows with it, how he engages you, how he speaks truth to power and inspires you to do something greater than ever before. Don't you dare miss it. Continue to listen. Think out loud, speak out loud, Michael Nimmons.
And you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
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 So one of the best radio shows that I've ever been on.
And in Detroit, I can't go without Thinking Out Loud with my boy, Michael Nimmons.
This is Michael Eric Dyson, and when I'm in Detroit, I listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, dropping that knowledge, giving that inspiration, giving us that enlightenment. Nobody does it like Brother Michael does it. Do your thing. Holla. Peace.
Featuring author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons. Miss the show. What does a Christian look like? Featuring Christian fashion designer Terry Ann Phillips.
What does a Christian woman look like? We kind of know what a Christian woman would dress like, say, in the 1950s or the 1940s. But what does a Christian woman look like in 2018?
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
The church girls are typically look like me. They love fashion. They love to look great. They love to be glam. They love to wear makeup. They love to have their hair looking great. And that's the church girl. And sometimes it may not look, she may not look like until you speak to her and it's like, oh, she's actually a Christian. And sometimes you face that daily like, oh, you're a Christian, right? And I was like, how do you know? Based on the way you talk to me. So now we have talked to people now and they're Christian because they don't have a look anymore.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to another edition, a very special edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And I'm your host, author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons. And I can't tell you how glad I am that you've taken a minute out today to spend some time with us on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. And you're tuned in to the show that's giving voice to issues that matter to you. Want to give a shout out to all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Also want to give a quick shout out to our WDPR 102.4 family. Wherever you're listening to the show, we truly appreciate it. Thank you so much again for taking some time out today to listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We're going to switch things up a bit on tonight. Instead of you tuning in to hear one of our inspirational and motivating interviews from one of our very inspirational person spotlights, or tuning in to hear us talk about a hot topic or current event, we have a very special message just for you. We were blessed over the weekend to minister a very special message during what was called the Nike Sunday at our home church, Greater Grace Temple, over the weekend on Sunday. And God tremendously blessed that service at 7:30 in the morning. The message was entitled, Just Do It. And I want to share that message with you. We talked about Colin Kaepernick and Nike teaming up together to commemorate the 30th anniversary of their Just Do It ad campaign, and the powerful messages that were in the commercial that many of you have already seen that's aired on national television and around the world. We all know the sacrifices that Colin Kaepernick has made to protest the racial injustices that black and brown people are faced with because of this problem of police brutality in the black community. And so we talked about that. We also talked about some of the other sacrifices that some of our black history makers have made to get us to where we are today. So I hope that you enjoy this very special message on tonight. We love to get your feedback about this message. Feel free to go to our TOL radio show homepage on Thinking Out Loud radio show homepage at michaelnimmons.com/TOL radio show, or go to just go to michaelnimmons.com and click the TOL radio show menu option on the homepage. It'll take you right to our show page there. You can leave us your comments and feedback about tonight's show. So without any further ado, we present to you tonight's motivational and empowering message entitled, Just Do It.
Get ready for tonight's special message from Michael Nimmons entitled, Just Do It.
We give honor today to the Spirit of Christ in this place, amen, and to our pastor, the Honorable Bishop Charles Haywood Ellis III. Give God a praise for him. Amen. In his absence, and certainly to his wife, the lovely First Lady Chrisette Ellis, give God a praise for her as well. We count it an honor and a privilege every time that God gives us this opportunity to stand at this sacred desk and to share his gospel to his people. We don't count it, we don't take it lightly, nor do we take it for granted. But we just believe that God is going to do something awesome on this morning. I hope you do as well. Amen, amen. And this is Nike Sunday. How many people got their Nike gear on? Amen, amen. We are here for a much bigger cause than a brand name, showing off what we have on, but the message on this morning, I believe, will put everything into its proper perspective. I want you to, for just a moment this morning, to turn with me to two passages of scripture. The The first is in Matthew, the 16th chapter. Actually, turn with me first to Mark, the 13th chapter, verses 9 through 13. And then we're going to end going backwards. We're going to end in Matthew, the 16th chapter, verse number 24. Let us stand as we reverence the word of God on this morning. When you have it, say amen. Mark, the 13th chapter, verses 9 through 13. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that honor, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father, the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But he that shall endure unto the end, somebody say endure. Unto the end, the same shall be saved. Somebody say saved. And we conclude in our verse, in our reading in Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses number 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man shall come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Eternal God, our Father, we just want to thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this blessed day you've allowed us to see. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share your word to your people right now. Lord God, we pray that you will unctionize us, you will anoint us, you will have your way in this place, that you will take over, Lord God. Let all flesh be silent in us, but speak through us, use us as a pen of a ready writer. We will be so careful to give your name the praise. Save souls on this morning. Show someone, Lord God, that they need you. We'll be so careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. For the sake of this particular Sunday, I want you to look at your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, just do it. Look at that other neighbor and tell them, neighbor, just do it. Come on and give God a praise in this place. I wonder what our world would look like today had it not been for the men and women of history who sacrificed to get us to where we are today. We owe a debt of gratitude to the Dr. Kings, the Malcolm X's, the Harriet Tubmans, the Thurgood Marshalls, the Fannie Lou Hamers, the Sojourner Truths, Frederick Douglass's, and the Medgar Evers, and the countless others who sacrificed themselves so that the generation coming behind them could have a better life than they did. Wonder, would we still be relegated to the back of the bus if not for a tired seamstress who said enough is enough and refused to give up her seat on a crowded bus to a white man. I wonder, will we have the right to vote today? If a group of determined black people would not have marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge one Sunday morning, led by SNCC organizer John Lewis, who he and others were pummeled by the police to a bloody pulp simply because he wanted the opportunity to one day vote for a black president. Wonder, what rights would we have as a people had it not been for the bulldog determination of a young black preacher from Morehouse who declared on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in front of 250,000 people that he had a dream. What would our world look like today had it not been for the tremendous sacrifices of these and many others whose selfless contributions to our society have made it what it is today? Time will not allow me to go through the litany of people from all walks of life, races and ethnicities that have sacrificed for us as a community, for us as a people, even for us as a nation, to be where we are today. Many of them paid the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives in the struggle and the fight for equal rights and for civil rights, which now makes us all a legitimate part of this body politic we call the United States of America. Because of their sacrifices, a young boy born to a white mother and a Kenyan father in Hawaii could grow up with the audacity to believe that he could one day be the first black president of the United States. Because of this reality, children born in this millennium can now unequivocally know that it is indeed possible to rise to the highest office in the land. Why? Because that is now all they know. This all came about because of someone else's sacrifice, someone else's willingness to deny themselves for the sake of a greater and much larger good, which is the mark of a true leader. I wish I had a witness in this place. I'm going somewhere. You hang with me. We must understand and realize that we are not here entirely of ourselves. We stand on the shoulders of greatness and great people. And for that, we should give God a great big praise.
Listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and now available on Spotify. Subscribe today.
Hi, my name is Maya, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show with radio show host and my daddy, Michael Nimmons.
You better listen to that little girl.
Mr. Let's Talk Edition, where we talk Serena Williams and the U.S. Open, LWB, and congrats, Cap.
In this edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show, we're going to be talking about a number of different things that have taken place within the past few days, a wide range of topics.
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
Serena Williams and
the U.S. Open. You heard in the intro into this segment the controversy behind her match with Naomi Osaka, doing absolutely nothing. He's in his apartment minding his own business, living while black. Football players will not be penalized if they decide to kneel during the national anthem. Big win for Colin Kaepernick.
You tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
I write for the intellectual with the filled up brain and the genius IQ. I put my pen to paper and write for you and for me too. Cause I see the skew in this world and I know that it's falling. So I write to let you know that the Father is calling.
What's up, everybody? This is Ty Scott King, and you're locked into the Thinking Out Loud radio show with Michael Nimmons. Don't go anywhere.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you. Have you purchased Michael Nimmons' new book entitled Vision? It is definitely a bestseller in the making. Endorsed by presiding bishops, pastors, ministers, best-selling authors, and more. Listen to what Dr. Eddie Connor had to say. Vision is a riveting book filled with spiritual keys and pragmatic principles. The insights shared by Michael Nimmons will inspire you to manifest your vision to receive provision. As you read, you will be encouraged to embark on your own vision from within. Michael Nimmons offers a riveting and thought-provoking perspective on how spiritual vision transcends both natural and mental vision and propels you to your place of destiny and purpose in God. Available online everywhere books are sold. Get your copy today. You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Stay tuned for more motivation, more inspiration, and more empowerment on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked.
I hope you are enjoying tonight's special message entitled, Just Do It. Let's get back into this powerful and spirit-filled message.
But unfortunately, today, the times that we live in, we don't see the same willingness to sacrifice as we did from our forefathers. We don't see the same selflessness that our foremothers and forefathers had in yesteryear. This, people of God, is a selfish generation. This, people of God, is a morally corrupt and bankrupt generation. This is the have my cake and eat it too generation. This is definitely the Me Too generation, but not because of the courageous women who have shared their story of sexual abuse and harassment for men of power and authority who have taken advantage of them. But it is so because we are a generation of haves and have mores. Think about that for a minute. We are a gluttonous and wasteful generation, which is the very antithesis of the profiles of the history makers that came before us. There is a dangerous sense of entitlement that plagues this generation and has them thinking and believing that they are owed something. This is a very dangerous mentality. When you look at our young people today, this is the mentality that you see. That they are in some way owed something from someone. This is why men like Colin Kaepernick and athletes like him have been ostracized and criticized and even vilified for their decision to take a stand by taking a knee in protest of the police brutality and racial injustices that black and brown people face. Oftentimes, the direct and even indirect message that is being sent from their detractors is that black and brown lives are not worthy of our unified support. Black and brown lives are not worthy of our protection. Black and brown lives are not worthy of our attention. Black and brown lives really don't matter at all. But Kaepernick's protest was to clearly demonstrate that they do matter, not just in word, but they matter indeed. Black and brown lives matter so much to me that I am willing to put my NFL career on the line for what I believe, which he ultimately did. Because of Kaepernick's stance, he was essentially ousted from the NFL, forfeiting millions of dollars of potential money he could have earned had he been able to get a job as a quarterback in the NFL. And you can't tell me that there aren't any available jobs in the NFL, because when you look at the Detroit Lions, enough said. I think I made my point. But Colin was colluded against and internally viewed by NFL owners as a troublemaker. And he's been jobless for over 2 years, not being employed as an NFL QB. But just tell them the Detroit Lions are hiring. This racially polarized society that we live in vilifies and demonizes the victim and ingratiates and appreciates the villain. Trump, what did I say? Trump constantly berates and belittles the bold stance Kaepernick and athletes have taken, calling them everything but a child of God. His racist epitaphs do nothing but stoke the flames of racism throughout the country and created an even bigger and more pronounced racial divide in America. This really all came about because somebody decided to take a stand. This really came about because somebody decided that enough is enough. This all came about because somebody decided to make a sacrifice. I wish I had a witness in this place. But even before you make a sacrifice, the first thing you must do, people of God, is count up the cost. Because every sacrifice you make is going to cost you something. Oh, I wish somebody in here understood that this morning. Every sacrifice that you make is going to cost you something. Every sacrifice you make is going to mean giving up something. Every sacrifice comes with a price, but it also comes with a reward. The value of the reward is always greater than the value of what it is you're willing to sacrifice. Ask yourself today, what could that be? What could be important enough for me to sacrifice everything? I want you to just think about that for a minute, and we'll come back to it in just a little while. But in Kaepernick's case, the problem he saw that was worthy of his sacrifice, NFL contracts, millions of dollars in sponsors, alienated by teammates, friends, and family, was the injustices of black and brown people. The problem he saw made the Black Lives Matter movement necessary. The problem he saw, people of God, was a racially polarized America led by a racist bigot that, if we're not careful, could lead us to ruin. The problem he saw and still is what author and still is what author and civil rights activist James Baldwin said to be true. Being a Negro in America and relatively conscious is to be enraged almost all the time. What he saw is what he could no longer stand for, and this is why he decided to take a knee. But believe you me, before he took a knee, he counted up the cost. And this is what constitutes real sacrifice. When you weigh out the pros and cons, when you evaluate the possible repercussions, when you realize the price you're going to have to pay for what you believe in. And I heard Dr. King say, at one point, if a man hasn't found a cause in which he will lay his life down for, he isn't fit to live. This is when you have truly committed yourself to what you believe in. When you've counted up all the costs and the value of what you stand for, to lose is still far less than what you possibly could achieve. Colin probably said, I could possibly lose my job as an NFL QB, but it's worth it. He probably said, I could possibly lose all of my sponsors, but it's still worth it. Is there, people of God, is there something that is that important to you that you're willing to sacrifice everything for? Is there something that you can't just live without, that you're willing to give up everything just to keep? Is there something that important to you that you're willing to lose everything just to keep it? Don't answer now. We will address it in just a minute. The Kaepernick, that was the cause of black life. The cause of black life to him was far more valuable than an NFL salary. The value of black life to him was far greater than the criticism of kneeling during the national anthem. The value of black life to him was far greater than being a starting quarterback in the league that penalizes black players for exercising their freedom of speech. And let's be clear, people of God, Colin knew that kneeling during the national anthem was not going to stop police brutality of black and brown people. Colin knew that kneeling during the national anthem was not going to stop the racial injustices of black and brown people faced. Colin knew that kneeling during the national anthem was not going to end racism in America. But Colin also knew that doing something was far better and much greater than doing absolutely nothing. I wish I had a witness in this place. People nowadays don't like anything that's hard. People nowadays don't like to do anything that requires commitment. People nowadays don't like doing anything that requires them to sacrifice. People nowadays don't like doing anything that requires them to give of themselves. We would much rather look for the easy way out. But anything that requires a commitment from me, anything that requires a commitment, anything that requires me to give of myself is too much to ask, is what people typically say. Belief that might require everything might be too much for me to ask. But Collins says in his new Nike ad, the real measure of commitment, the real measure of sacrifice is believing in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. But my question to you, people of God, is there something or someone that you're willing to sacrifice everything for? Is there something or someone in your life that is greater than your money? Is there something or someone in your life that is greater than living in a big house? Is there something or someone in your life that is greater than driving a nice fancy car? Is there something or someone in your life that is greater than fame and fortune? Someone so great that even the thought of being without him will leave you hopeless. Just think about that for a minute. The thought, the very idea of you being without him would make you go crazy. The thought of him leaving you would send you over the edge. You might be asking, preacher, what are you talking about? You might be asking the question, what does all of this mean to me? I'm so glad that you asked. You see, to Colin, taking a knee became his way of being a part of the solution rather than the problem. Taking the knee meant standing up for justice for black and brown people. For Colin, taking the knee meant standing up for equality for women's rights in this country. To Colin, taking the knee meant clean drinking water in the Flint, in the city of Flint. Taking a knee means equality in education for all of our children. Taking a knee means standing up for the best in America. Taking a knee is understanding the cosmic connection of our fellow man. Because the poet John Donne said it best, that no man is an island entire of himself, but every man is a part of the continent, a part of the main. If a man dies, it diminishes me, for I am involved in mankind. Therefore, never sin to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. You're probably asking, what does that mean, preacher? Well, it simply means that what happens to me affects you. And what affects you, what happens to you affects me. Do I have a witness in this place? What happened to the people in Hurricane Florence in the Carolinas affects me as much as it affects them. It just means that we are all in this. We are all tied together in what Dr. King calls a single garment of destiny. Taking a knee is understanding that cosmic connection of our fellow man. Taking a knee is building a bridge between the social gospel and the spiritual gospel. But people of God, but as children of God, taking a knee means so much more. I wish I had a witness in this place. You see, Colin was kneeling for justice for black and brown people, but we kneel to acquiesce to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Colin was taking the knee for justice for Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, and Freddie Gray's, and Botham, Shem Jean, and many others who died at the hands of the police. The people of God, we kneel to illustrate our inferiority and his superiority in our lives. I Hallelujah. Colin was kneeling for economic and social justice for black and brown people around the world. But we kneel to epitomize the merits of the scripture in Philippians, the second chapter, verses 9 through 11, where the Apostle Paul declares that wherefore God has also exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Do I have a witness in this place? Hallelujah. That every knee is going to bow. The white knee, the black knee, the poor knee, the rich knee, the Republican knee, the Democratic knee, the dictator's knee, Trump's knee, Obama's knee, Bush's knee, Clinton's knee, Jerry Jones's knee, every NFL owner's knee, everybody on the planet, this will have to bow and acquiesce to the God that we serve. Do I have a witness in this place?
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Miss the show featuring educator and administrator Dr. Andre Townsend.
I truly enjoy hearing the video bumping.
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
What's 2 plus 2? We do this for the kids, and how about you? Hey, they work hard all day and left us in the corn like ELA. Hey.
Oh, thanks, man. That is very huge. It's a game changer when you're talking about influencing young people's lives. I think the most important thing, you got to love kids, man. You just got to love them. And when I became a young man, I thought it was, I owed it to the world to pay it forward and do for young people what was done for me to help change the trajectory of my life.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
It's their birthday. They need a gift for that special someone. Then call KCN Designs and sit back and smile. KCN Designs specializes in custom-made all-occasion baskets that are sure to make that special someone smile. Call KCN Designs today at 248-820-3691. That's 248-820-3691, and order your custom basket today.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
God bless you. This is Jonathan Banks, speaker, coach, and author of Raise Your GPA, God's Way to Win at School and Life. You are rising with the one and only Minister Michael Nimmons on Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Tax and bookkeeping service, then look no further than Consumer Tax Connect. This is a full-service preparation and bookkeeping service that prides itself on great customer service, professionalism, and getting results. Have tax returns that still need to be filed or getting audited or having issues with the IRS, call Consumer Tax Connect today at 248-395-0079. That's 248-395-0079. Consumer Tax Connect, a tax service designed with you in mind.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Have you purchased Michael Nimmons' new book entitled Vision? It is definitely a bestseller in the making. This book is full of positive insights on vision from people like President Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela, and Dr. Miles Monroe. Michael Nimmons offers a riveting and thought-provoking perspective on how spiritual vision transcends both natural and mental vision and propels you to your place of destiny and purpose in God. It is definitely a must-have. Just $20 for hard copy and $3.99 in ebook format. Available online everywhere books are sold. Get your copy today.
I hope you are enjoying tonight's special message entitled, Just Do It. Let's get back into this powerful and spirit-filled message.
Hallelujah. Tap that neighbor on the shoulder and tell him to wake up this morning. It's time for us to take a knee for God. Do I have a witness in this place? The question becomes, what are you willing to sacrifice, people of God? We talked about Colin. We talked about King. We've talked about Rosa. We've talked about Harriet. But what are you willing to give? The scripture in Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 through 21 turns our conventional wisdom upside down. Paul declared, for to live is Christ, but to die is gain. He is essentially saying that if I live, I'm living in Christ. My life is dedicated to the mission and the cause of Jesus Christ. For many of us, that would have been enough. For many of us, that would have been more than enough. To live is Christ. Living for Christ, serving for Christ, singing for Christ, preaching for Christ, living for Christ, for us would be enough. If all I had to do was live for him, then most people would be here today. If all I had to do was live for him, then making the sacrifice might not be so hard. But Paul ups the ante and says, it's one thing just to live for Christ, but can you die for Christ? Do I have a witness in here? Can you give your life for Christ? And I'm not just talking about a physical death. I'm not just talking about us physically dying for Christ. I see some of you probably clutching your purse and, wait a minute, preacher. I don't know if we have to actually die physically for Christ for me to show or demonstrate my love for him. But let's take it one step at a time. Well, maybe we can die metaphorically or die spiritually to Christ, because it is our flesh that sometimes gets in the way of us serving God. Maybe it's just me, but sometimes I allow my flesh to take preeminence in my life. And that's what I believe Paul means in this scripture. We've got to allow our spirit man to take preeminence in our life. Do I have a witness in this place? We've got to push our plate back when we don't want to. We've got to come to church even when we're not feeling our best. We've got to understand that what we're doing is much bigger than ourselves, that we serve a God that is much bigger than who we are, much bigger than the house that I live in, much bigger than the car that I drive, much bigger than the job that I have, much bigger than what I have on my back. Do I have a witness in this place?
Look at that neighbor and tell him to wake up and give God some praise in this place. I'm almost done and I'll be out of your way. But yeah, there are people today that are not willing to even live for Christ, let alone die for Christ. But Paul again says, can you die for him? And we're not talking again a literal death, even though that is what Paul was referring to him, referring to in this scripture. But can you symbolically or spiritually kill your flesh? Can you subdue your natural man? Can you mortify your flesh? Can you fast more? Can you pray more? Can you read the word of God more? Can you do the things that are more pleasing to God rather than to please yourself? The psalmist David asked the question in chapter 116 and 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? What are you willing to sacrifice for Christ's sake? What cost are you willing to incur for the right to be called a child of God? Do you know, people of God, that there is a cost in serving God? There's a sacrifice that we all must incur in serving God. Some of us have lost family members. Some of us have lost close friends because we decided to serve God. I'll be there in just a minute. Some of us have lost jobs and lost loved ones because we decided to take a stand for Jesus. Is there anybody in here today that is willing to take a knee for Jesus? Is there anybody in here willing that we're willing to take a sacrifice or make a sacrifice for God? Do I have a witness in this place? If that's you today, give God a praise in this place.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Miss the show featuring motivational speaker, author, and coach Jonathan Banks.
I want you to tell us a little bit more about your book, Raise Your GPA, God's Way to Win in School and Life.
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
There are so many inspirational scriptures that deal with the holistic young person. And unfortunately, we have offered them a false choice as if they can only be successful in God or in grades. That's never been the true measure of success. Success is always God and grades. In fact, I read in the Bible that God wants us to be the head and not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, above and not beneath.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
It's their birthday. They need a gift for that special someone. Then call KCN Designs and sit back and smile. KCN Designs specializes in custom-made all occasion baskets that are sure to make that special someone smile. Call KCN Designs today at 248-820-3691. That's 248-820-3691 and order your custom basket today.
Looking for a professional tax and bookkeeping service? Then look no further than Consumer Tax Connect. This is a full-service preparation and bookkeeping service that prides itself on great customer service, professionalism, and getting results. Have tax returns that still need to be filed or getting audited or having issues with IRS? Call Consumer Tax Connect today at 248-395-0079. That's 248-395-0079. Consumer Tax Connect, a tax service designed with you in mind.
Listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and now available on Spotify. Subscribe today.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
Have you purchased Michael Nimmons' new book entitled Vision? It is definitely a bestseller in the making. This book is full of positive insights on vision from people like President Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela, and Dr. Miles Monroe. Michael Nimmons offers a riveting and thought-provoking perspective on how spiritual vision transcends both natural and mental vision and propels you to your place of destiny and purpose in God. It is definitely a must-have. Just $20 for hard copy and $3.99 in ebook format. Available online everywhere books are sold. Get your copy today.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's message entitled, Just Do It. Let's hear the conclusion of this powerful and spirit-filled message.
Are you willing? Are you willing to make the sacrifice? I'm rushing on to my conclusion. Are you willing to be ridiculed? Yeah. Are you willing to be criticized? Are you willing to be falsely accused for my sake? Are you prepared to be mistreated? Can you sacrifice everything for God? After all, He gave us the very best He had when He gave us His Son, Jesus the Christ. Do I have a witness in here? Do, hallelujah. Are you willing to give God everything when he's given you everything? Oh, He's made the ultimate sacrifice. So regardless of what your status is in this life, regardless of what you have in this life, regardless of who you know in this life, there is no one greater than you will ever come in contact with that supersedes the name of Jesus the Christ. Not Colin Kaepernick, not Oprah Winfrey, not Barack Obama, not LeBron James. There isn't anybody on this earth whose name supersedes the name of Jesus the Christ. His name is bigger and more powerful than anyone that ever lived. He's the only one that paid the ultimate price. He's the one that made the ultimate sacrifice on Golgotha's hill some 2,000 years ago. His life saved every other man's life. His blood saved every other man's blood. His power gave every other man power. His strength gave every other man strength. His victory gave every other man victory. And the stripes He took, the whipping He received, the beating He endured, the bruises He sustained, the blood for His, the blood He lost, the pain He experienced, He did it all just for me. He did it all just for you. And if you're glad about it, if you're glad about the sacrifice that He made, if you're glad on today, somebody, anybody, everybody ought to give God a praise. Are you willing? Are you willing? Not just in word, but in deed.
There are a whole lot of people that give you lip service. Whole lot of people that specialize in giving lip service, telling you what they will do, what they won't do. But God wants to know this morning, what will you do for me? Have I done enough for you? I gave my life for you. Yet there are still some that say that wasn't enough. Still some that say that I can live without you. But I don't know about you today. I can't live without the Lord. What the songwriter said, you can have houses and land. You can have this whole wide world. But I'll take Jesus for mine. You can have silver and gold. But I'll take Jesus for mine. Living for him is more important than dying for you. Living for him is more important than anything that I've got on. Anything that, any place that I live, anything that I drive, living for him makes me who I am. Do I have any witnesses in this building? Why don't you show me during the altar call? Come now. Come now. Is there one that is willing to give up everything for Christ? Is there somebody in here that he means that much to? I admonish you, just do it. Don't talk about it, but be about it. Don't talk about it. Don't call your girlfriend and think about it. Just do it. Give your life to Christ. There is no better choice that you can make. There is no better move that you can make. There is no greater gift. There is no greater relationship that you can have than having a relationship with God. Come now. Come now, 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 come now. Don't wait until tomorrow. Just do it today. Tomorrow isn't promised to you. Tomorrow isn't promised to me. Tomorrow isn't promised to anybody. Bring it down for just a minute. I want to say this and I'm done. The young man, Botham Shem Jean, who was tragically killed by the police officer a couple weeks ago when she claims to have accidentally walked into the wrong apartment. Nobody believes that account, but that is what she's saying. A week before he died, a video was released of him singing praises unto God. He was a worship leader at his church. He had no idea that his life was going to be tragically taken away in just a few days. But he was giving God the praise the Sunday before he died. Woo! You know, the reason it's important to me, the reason that matters to me, because the question to you is, if we know that tomorrow is not promised to you, what are you going to do for God today?
tuned for more motivation, more inspiration, and more empowerment on the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked.
Miss the show where we talked the Queen of Soul and the Detroit Youth Choir.
A lot of things on the table to discuss on today. We're going to be remembering Aretha Franklin throughout the show.
And they actually did an article on me, Jan, as well, for what happened to me with Aretha Franklin. So I just count it an honor and a privilege to be able to be in her presence during that time and be able to have that experience. And I think that's something, I know that's something that I would never forget.
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, has inspired me and my organization in so many ways.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Got the munchies? Call
Munchies!
If you worked all day, need a break? Call
Munchies!
Having a party for the big game? Call
Munchies!
If you want some off-water pizza and wings? Call
Munchies!
Call 248-476-7272, located at 34527 Grand River in Farmington.
When you have the munchies, call Munchies!
Enjoy the show? Leave a comment on the Thinking Out Loud Facebook fan page. Go to
facebook.com/Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
Share the episode. Subscribe to the podcast. Facebook about it, tweet about it, Instagram about it. Make the show a part of your weekly routine.
Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
This is Michael Eric Dyson, and when I'm in Detroit, I listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, dropping that knowledge, giving that inspiration, giving us that enlightenment. Nobody does it like Brother Michael does it. Do your thing. Holla. Peace.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and now available on Spotify. Subscribe today.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Hope you enjoyed tonight's message entitled Just Do It. Again, we appreciate the opportunity to share this message with you on tonight's show. Feel free to leave us your feedback and comments about the show on our Thinking Out Loud homepage at michaelnemons.com/TOL radio show, or just go to michaelnemons.com and click the menu option on the homepage entitled TOL radio show. There will take you to the Thinking Out Loud official homepage where you can leave us a comment and your feedback about tonight's show. We hope you truly enjoy tonight's show. So we hope you keep listening, and we're going to keep on keeping on. And as always, until next time, if you think it, you can believe it. If you can believe it, you can see it. If you can see it, you can be it.
If you can be it, you can achieve it. The power rests within you. The mind is the most powerful muscle in your body. Use what you got to get what you want. The power is in you. It's the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show podcast. Be sure to support all of our radio show partners. If you like the show, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Want to book radio show host Michael Nimitz for a speaking engagement, book signing, or corporate event? Send an email to contact@michaelnimitz.com. Be sure to follow the show on all of its social media accounts, on Instagram @TOL Radio Show, on Twitter @TOL Radio Show, or on our Facebook fan page www.facebook.com/Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Are you an entrepreneur? Want to advertise? Become a Thinking Out Loud Radio Show partner and take advantage of our free introductory advertising offers. Send an email to thinkingoutloudradioshow@gmail.com for more details. Visit the new home of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show at www.michaelnimitz.com/TOL Radio Show. The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to save big on building materials to finish any job. Need to stock up on water heaters? Save 5% on select A.O. Smith water heaters when you buy three or more of the same model. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. While supplies last, credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.